Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from Redwood Arts. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
So Sonic Escape, you showed me a photograph of these people, and they look like something out of a melodramatic Chinese movie.
Yes, or some sort of superheroes, instrumental superheroes. Yes. Now, I just got this photo from them. They've changed their website. They got a new cellist since before we booked them. And it's a picture of them. It's flute, cello, and violin. And she's in sort of an archery pose with her violin. And he has his cello over his shoulder and his bow in his hand. And the flute player is looking like he's calling in for reinforcements, playing at the top of a cliffy mountain.
It's a samurai string trio.
It is. It is. So this has been a really great experience in booking them, because there are three Juilliard graduates who have decided to really push the boundary of the chamber music experience and kind of add to it a theatrical element. They're all excellent, top-notch musicians.
And young, too, aren't
very,
they?
Yeah, I think relatively young. They've traveled everywhere, and they're the violinist, who I think is a lot of the impetus for this, Maria Millar, she's been all over Canada, and they've won composition contests across the country and performed in Lincoln Center, and the cellist has performed at Vile Hall on the East Coast. And so they all have their like resumes behind them, but they've come together to put together programs that are so fun for audiences and still top-notch music. So I'm excited. So I do have a confession to make today, though.
Yes, yes.
I found out today, an allophile. So I don't know if I ever told you, but I'm a flute player. I have a bachelor's in music and flute.
No, yes. You never told me that.
And I have never booked a flutist for our series because I'm super picky and a little bit snobbish. I'm here to confess. And Sean Wyckoff, who plays flute, is just astounding. He's magical.
Oh, wow.
He's very, very magical. So I hope that folks will come out to the concert.
Well, I'm sure that you just filled the house.
I hope so.
What are they going to be playing?
They're playing kind of an eclectic program. They do have some Bach. They do have some Haydn for kind of like a trio, a woodwind trio. And then they have original compositions by Maria Millar. And then they also have done some traditional folk song arrangements, American tunes, and also a piece called Bach in Ireland. And then they have a Japanese folk tune medley because Maria is of Japanese descent. There's actually a video of her, if you look online, Sonic Escape, where she's doing a scarf dance, traditional Japanese scarf dance, while she's plucking her violin. It's astounding, and it's perfect, and it's so beautiful and magical. So that's the kind of thing that you're in. There's also Scandinavian traditionals that will be arranged, were arranged by them and played by them. So
really a diverse program, isn't
it? So fun. So fun. If you want to come out and have a happy time, hear excellent musicians, this is it. This is it.
Well, listen, now that we're talking about flutes, when will we hear you play the flute?
No. I don't play anymore. I like to put other musicians on stage for people to enjoy. It's a stage fright thing, and it's also just a comfort level, and I would much prefer to do all the behind-the-scenes work and stay out of the – is limelight, right? That's the right word?
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I just want to be in the background and let them shine and watch people's faces and the enjoyment that they get.
Well, I suspect that the music schools, the Juilliard and Berklee and schools like that, probably have quite a lot of graduates who decide at some point or other in the course of their musical education that that's really what they would like to do, that they would like to be facilitators.
Oh, yeah. And I think that was a good mix for me that Kit Neustetter figured out. But for these, I think they've figured out kind of a new genre of chamber music where they can bring in different elements that maybe some non-pure classical folks will love, and the pure classical folks will also love the Haydn and Bach and that they bring to the table too.
Well, Candace, I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that we in Sonoma County are very happy that you're a facilitator.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Thank you for being here. And thank you folks out there for listening. And remember that Sonic Escape, the latest program of Redwood Arts, is November 10th, 4 p.m. For information, the number 874-1124. Online, it's redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.